Going to hear stories now from two ISIS foot soldiers in Syria. They were captured by other forces. Of course, ISIS has made its name with gruesome terrorism and by publicizing its massacres. But people who study the group say that amid the mayhem of Syria and Iraq, there are some people who see ISIS as a rational option. NPR's Alice Fordham traveled to northeastern Syria and met the two men who told her why they joined.
When I first meet the captured ISIS fighter, he doesn't look much like the bombastic murderers in the propaganda videos. Ahmed Darwish is slight, hunched and shuffling in orange plastic sandals, wincing in pain. He was wounded in an airstrike and captured by Kurdish fighters. Those forces offered to let me interview him. One of their soldiers remains in this police station room throughout. He tells me how he came to the Syrian civil war after living abroad.
I was in Saudi Arabia, and I came at the beginning of the revolution.
His family was from the city of Homs. When he saw demonstrations on TV, he wanted to help bring down President Bashar al-Assad.
Oppression. There was oppression.
He got to Homs just as the protesters were arming themselves against the regime's military crackdown, but he became disillusioned.
I discovered there that in the demonstrations there's something unclean. There was stealing, there was thievery.
After 2 years under siege, the rebels cut a deal with the regime and Darwish had to leave, going to southern Turkey, where he began Facebook chatting with a cousin who was with ISIS. They just call it the state.
He encouraged me. He said there are no lies in the state, no thieves, no looting. This encouraged me.
So he headed back to Syria, to the ISIS-held town of Al Bab, and joined up.
Trustworthy, no lies, no stealing. The guys were clean, with white hearts.
He started with 2 months of repentance and religious study, followed by 15 days of military training, and then the front lines, where he would launch attacks on regime forces. He says it was the happiest he's ever been, the closest to God.
And there was camaraderie, friendship. It was like a brotherhood between us.
I couldn't confirm everything Darwish told me, but NPR spoke to rebels who knew him, who verified parts of his story. I Skype analyst Hassan Hassan, who co-wrote a book about ISIS and identified several reasons people might join the extremists beyond sympathizing with their harsh version of Islam. Some rebels turned to the organization because they hoped they'd make the rebellion less fragmented, even a friend of Hassan's.
He was talking more from a political stance, that this is an organization that actually can unite by force all the rebels against the Assad regime.
Hassan also points out that while ISIS broadcasts its violence, it may not be the most violent actor in the civil war. It's not that ISIS violence is excusable,
but understandable in the context of Syria and Iraq. We have to remember that everything that ISIS has done, the Assad regime has done and more, and probably worse.
Torture and murder on a vast scale by the regime have been extensively documented. The other ISIS fighter I meet, who won't let us use his name, is younger and had a reason that's maybe easy to understand. He just did what everyone else was doing. He was just 16 when the rebels who ran his area decided to ally with ISIS. I ask if most people were on board with that.
Oh, yes, sure. They were supporting them in a strong way.
His uncle urged him to join, and he ended up manning checkpoints. His father had tried to stop him.
Like he said, ISIS is not the right way. If you want to pray, you can pray in the house.
He says now he's not certain what'll happen to him. Shortly before he's led back to his cell, he says he wishes he'd listened to his dad. Alice Fordham, NPR News, northeastern Syria.